It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price and Rose Wallen. They are with the Carbon and the Emory USU Extension offices, and they've got a big event coming up on April 8th and 9th. It is the Small Farm and Sustainable Homestead Expo. We're going to get with both of them and talk about this because this is going to be a lot of fun, especially it's kind of almost geared towards, it's going to help out people that are interested in maybe starting their own home business or maybe like the farmers markets if they wanted to get involved in those kinds of things. So we're going to talk about that as well. Steve and Ro, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
So let's jump in. And Steve, whose idea was this to do this? Is this something that the extension has done quite often, or is this like the first year that you guys have tried to put this together?
So this is the first time we've really had anything like this locally. Ro and I were kind of talking about how do we bridge the gap between kind of our master gardener type classes and like crop school. There's kind of a middle ground there that I don't think we've really met the needs of yet. So USU does a large small farms conference, but we wanted to have something a little bit more local and a little bit more business focused.
And so once again, let's just start with the schedule. It starts on April 9th at 6 o'clock in the evening. It's going to be all up there at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. And so let's just kind of go over the schedule for both days if we can.
Yeah, so Friday night, that's kind of our event kickoff. So we'll have some folks talking to us about kind of marketing, business marketing in the digital age. obviously, internet sales can have a large impact on small businesses, even agribusiness. So trying to get kind of a introduction to that. And then we have a specialist from USU coming to talk about cut flower production. Not something we see much here in Castle Country, but something we could definitely see more of. Saturday morning, we have some different rotations for people from starting beekeeping to production management in Carbon County soils, rainwater harvesting, building low-cost hoop houses, building agribusiness enterprise budgets, and kind of an introduction to food safety regulation.
So there's a few things in that one that kind of jump out at me. And the first one, and it always seems that, you know, it's starting to kind of pick up and take off in our area, it's the beekeeping one. And it seems like the more you dig into it, the more people that are involved in it that you may not know of. That are. And so is that going to be kind of one that you've had people ask about, or is that kind of where these kind of stem from, is you get phone calls and you're saying like, okay, let's do this then.
Absolutely. A lot of these are from people just wanting to know about, you know, different topics that we don't traditionally cover. And apiculture, beekeeping is one of those. We have a number of beekeepers around that are awesome in our area. But more and more people are looking into doing it, especially kind of as a backyard business.
And so you've got that. And then the food safety, and kind of like we talked about with the farmer's market and things like that, there's probably some information in that. If you're looking at getting involved in a farmer's market, that you would probably have good information in there for them.
Especially. Yes. So kind of for that farmer's market, cottage licensing sort of scale food production, there are, of course, safety regulations, kind of do's and don'ts, and ways that you have to approach how you are producing. Basically, unless you are selling a whole fruit or vegetable that's not been cut, you probably are under some sort of food safety regulation. And it's not always easy to independently figure out what those are. So Dr. Karen Allen will give us kind of an introduction and give us some ideas on, okay, I want to start up a home business doing some sort of food production. Maybe that's canning, maybe that's baking. So what regulations do we need to look out for, and where do we go for more information?
All right, and then the last one, I mean, there's other ones that we talked about, but the one, because this is always on my mind, and I'm sure it's on a lot of people's mind, rainwater harvesting.
Absolutely. The law was changed a couple years ago to allow for rainwater harvesting. And more people, as you are looking at your city water bill each month, some people are thinking, well, maybe I can do something different on my own place, make things a little bit more sustainable. And we have the capacity to do that. So Dr. Roz Brain will come down and kind of talk to us through regulation and the how to's and how not to's to do it, and have a system that's pretty efficient.
All right. So and then on top of all those, your classes, it looks like, end at noon, and then from noon to 1:30, you're going to have demos and things like that. So, Ro, you were going to kind of take over and talk about some of the demos that people are going to see.
Sure. We had a lot more ideas than we had time to do formal workshops. So, we'll be having lunch then too. So during lunch and after, we'll have a chance for people to go and talk to some smaller, we'll have stations set up where they can kind of informally talk to people about some of the other ideas, things that they're doing. So things that we have people talking about locally sourced meat production, honey, making your own soaps and lotions, natural fibers, alpacas. I don't know if we're getting the alpacas inside. Probably look at some fibers and maybe pictures of alpacas. We're going to talk about maple tapping, milk, cheese, lots of great things and really interesting topics that I think people will have a lot of fun checking out.
And I would be willing to bet that these are some things that you get phone calls about too.
Absolutely, all the time.
So this is a great way to get the information, get it out to the people that are wanting it, and spend a little time with them. So you're saying you've got a sign-up deadline, which is coming up really quick.
It is, yeah. It's this Friday, April 1st. We are, I wish we could keep it open forever, but we really do need to get some numbers for lunch and
okay.
Get the food ordered.
All right. So if people want to sign up for this, how do they do that? Can they call either office?
They can call either office. We've also got an Eventbrite page set up is probably the easiest way they could do that. Eventbrite, they can give us a call. They can check our websites, Facebook. We'll have links to all of that on.
All right. So get out there and have some fun with this. And you know what? You may just learn something, right? That's the whole point of this is get people the knowledge and get it in their hands. Steve Price and Rose Wallen with the USU Extension offices in Carbon and Emery County. Thank you so much for coming in today and sharing the information about this one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always go to our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.